What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
And my name is Meg. Welcome back, y'all.
Yay, welcome back to another week. And I just thought about this, the way that things have been lining up. I usually start the live shows.
Is that an issue? Do we need to talk about it?
We got the flip-flop. I don't know. It just, the way it just kind of lined up. Because I remember the last time we did it was the, what's her name? Monique thing.
Oh, yeah. That's true. My sweet babies. That's true. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love that. That might be my favorite title of this year so far. My sweet baby. Hey, my sweet babies.
Random doll as we begin the show, but welcome back.
Yes. We are joined by our Patreon crew. If y'all are not familiar, if you haven't heard us talk about this a million times, one of the perks of being in our Patreon community is joining us for a live episode every single month. And those are always so fun because we just get to talk, get chat with our community, and they chime in on the show topics in real time. And it's just always so much fun. So we've just been sitting here kikiing with them for the last like 10 minutes or so before we started recording. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a good time every month. And it's not too late. Join Patreon at any time and join us.
Yes. Yeah. And we do keep these as a replay for those of y'all who miss out on the live. Y'all can watch it as a replay, same link as we send out for the live. But you know, being here in person is always a good time. You know, you got to experience it.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, Myra, how has your week been? Patreon crew, let us know in the chat, how has you guys' week been?
Honestly, it's been great. We had one day that was nice enough to be outside, and that was it. It looks beautiful out, but it is freezing, as we kind of chat about before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just going through the motions, getting stuff done behind the scenes, getting ready for travel and social media stuff. Nothing really too exciting.
Yeah. Same here. I feel like we are so close to go wild, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but I feel like we're so close that I'm in the mode where like, that's just like my main focus. And I'm trying to like buy all the things, do all the things, make all the appointments. Of course, y'all, all this is 100% not necessary. This is just us and how we choose to prepare for go out. It is just quite the event. Hair appointment, nail appointment, eyebrow appointment, all those things coming up very soon. And then just packing and getting ready to be there again and see a decent amount of our Patreon community. I'm just so excited. So yeah, I just been, you know, focusing on that, trying to save my little PTO, trying not to miss work so I can have my days to take off for go wild.
For sure. Yeah, I'm super excited for the food. I really want Velvet Taco. I had it once there.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I don't know if it's close. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where it's at.
I don't know either.
Because the one I think we went to, it had to be downtown. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've just been there a few times, but it was after we went to a Mavericks game.
Gotcha.
So it was close to around there. I don't know if that's a downtown area. I'm assuming.
Yeah. If it's by the Mavericks. Yeah.
But so I don't know where, if it's close or anything, but I'm like, oh my God, those are like the best tacos I've ever had.
I know. Okay. Veronica, let us know in the chat that it's not super close, but it's drivable. So we'll figure it out.
What does that mean in Uber terms? Are we talking like a $50 drive? Let us know in the chat.
Let us know. Amanda said it's only 25 days till go wild. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, I just cannot believe this time has flown. It has flown by.
Flown by so freaking fast. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like a few weeks ago, we were talking about how we would have already been and came back by now. So
I know.
Very appreciative that we still have a little bit more time. And I'm super excited. Hopefully it's warm. It sounds like it is warm down there. Mm-hmm. But not like Texas hot. Like, can we just have it be warm but not Texas hot?
We might be asking too much, but we're gonna see.
Yeah. it is Texas, so you know, Wishful
You never
thinking,
know.
but we'll
I
see.
know. I think I'm most excited about the hotel because it's brand new. It looks extra fancy. I just love being in some fancy digs. So I cannot wait to be in the hotel and like all the comfort spaces. They actually, we'll just go ahead and talk about it now. They released the official schedule and lineup of everything. So if you guys hadn't seen that, definitely go to the Go Wild Dallas Facebook group. There is a link to it there. It's also, if y'all are in the Patreon group, Veronica linked it there as well. Thank you so much, Veronica. And
Yes.
yeah, so you get to see what is happening and when all the things are going down. And we will be on Thursday at 4 o'clock for our live pod. And so signups are going to be out for that very soon. I believe it's going to be on the Go Wild app. So just keep your eyes and ears open for that. And we will absolutely let y'all know as soon as we know. But we might not know before y'all. We might be finding out with y'all. So that is a
I
possibility.
keep, yeah. So just stay ready. Don't
Stay
depend on
ready.
us. Stay ready. Because
Exactly.
yeah, spaces are limited, so you want to be quick on that. Because a lot of our
Yes.
Patreons are going to be there, so space is even more limited at this point now.
Very,
Because
very
they are
true.
guaranteed. Yeah.
Yes, very true. Amanda, if you are on the Patreon, which you obviously are, you do not have to worry about signing up for it. Just make sure we know that you're coming, which we do. Your name is on the list. And yeah, that is just a perk of that for our Patreon peeps. But I am so excited about that. Shout out to the Wild for Planners team. We're so excited for this Go Wild and thankful to them for sponsoring this episode once again.
Yay, absolutely. Cannot wait. 25 days away. I feel like, well, let me not say that. I was going to say the next time we talk to the Patreons in this capacity will be post Go Wild, but I don't necessarily know if that's true.
April calendar coming out soon.
I got too ahead of myself. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. But yeah, y'all, also, oh my gosh, the support that we have gotten on our new merch has been overwhelming. You guys have been eating it up. Y'all really love it. Patreon crew and non-Patreon crew, and we are just so appreciative. Thank y'all so much. There's still time if you want to order something before Go Wild. I got my stuff in about almost, I think it was like
A
exactly like
week.
7 or 8 business days. Yeah. So you still have time if you want to order something to be able to wear it at Go Wild. But we just appreciate you guys' support so much. And tag us when you get your stuff. We want to see y'all in it too.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely want to see, and like you said, really appreciate that support on the merch. It's really good. I'm not saying it just because it's ours. Like the quality is really freaking
Period.
great.
Period. It
And the
really is.
designs are awesome.
Yep. Exactly. Oh, period. Possum Planner just reminded us in the chat that we do have our March Facebook Live next Friday. Thank you, girl. Because when we not looking at the calendar, we don't know what's going on. Me and Myra just be hopping online. So yeah, we will talk to our Patreon crew then. If you're not in the Patreon crew as you're hearing this and you want to join us for the Facebook Live, like I said, it's not too late to join. Let us know if you're attending Go Wild, and we will definitely add you to that list.
For
Love it.
sure. Yeah. Let us know.
Oh my gosh, Lisa said 1 year I'm going to go and actually meet y'all in person. It feels so insane that we have not met Lisa in person. Like, that actually is crazy.
Oh, I was muted. Yeah, that was crazy. That's insane. But that's the beauty of these conferences and stuff, right? It's like you build these connections with people. Like it's been, like you said, it's been so many years we've known Lisa
I
that
know.
you don't
I
even think
know.
that we've never met in person
No.
before. But yeah, that's the beauty of these conferences and Go Wild that you finally get to solidify those connections that you've built.
So
I love
true.
it.
So true.
Yeah.
Christy said in the chat that she ordered her merch last Saturday and she got it by yesterday, which was the following Saturday. So exactly a week. So definitely still time to order if you really want some stuff before Go Wild. But the merch ain't going nowhere. So, if you're not going to Go Wild, order whenever. We appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. We
Yeah.
appreciate it.
But yeah, y'all, we're gonna take a quick break and then we will be right back to get into the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, y'all. So we are back, and our girl Megan Thee Stallion has started to announce her tour information, and the tickets have already went on sale since I actually wrote this in the show notes. So a bunch of cities are already sold out.
Yeah, she had to ask her. I know, it's so crazy.
So she added like a second night in Houston, obviously. I can't believe there was only one night at first. That was crazy. I doubt that that was her decision, because these guys will always turn up. One of the Chicago nights is sold out, so they added another one. Detroit, New York, Philly, Baltimore, one of the Atlanta nights, Raleigh, like a bunch of nights. Dallas, already sold out. Already sold out. But she got a bunch more that are not sold out. So her tour starts with, like, the first date is May the 14th in Minneapolis, all the way until July 27th. So love that. Yeah, I'm so disappointed that Nashville is not on here, but she will be in Memphis, which is not that far from me. So I don't know.
You can roll over there.
Am I too old to go to Meg Thee Stallion? I love her, but I feel like I'm not her demographic. You know?
Well, we're definitely. Yeah.
We're not the demographic, but no. I love her down. So I don't know.
I do love her as well.
No, maybe like a festival or something would be a better venue to see, because then you'll see like most artists too. Okay, thank you, Possum. Possum in the chat said no such thing, and Jamelia said get those knees old. Literally.
I love that. Gorilla is gonna be with her as well. I just love this era of female rappers.
It's so good. It's so good.
And they all just support each other too. So love it.
I know. They are very supportive.
How old is Meg?
Most of them. She's like late 20s. I want to say 28, 29, something like that. I think she's quite 30 yet. Jeanette said, I might be too old, but I'm still going, period. You know what? That's exactly, Jeanette. Like,
yeah, she's 29. So, I mean, she's a millennial. So, on the younger end of it, but, you know.
She is. She just now made the cut for millennial, thankfully.
But love her.
I know. I think her concert is gonna be super, super good. And you know what? I know we talked about Nicki's concert on the last episode, and I haven't been seeing that many bad clips since the last episode. I think it's getting better. Maybe she just had to like find her groove or something. But it seems like it's been better. It's just the first few that was a little rocky.
I thought she canceled some shows. Am I making that up?
I don't know.
I feel like she canceled some shows because it was going around. Because J-Lo canceled some.
That's what I was about to bring up. I heard about J-Lo canceling nine. Y'all, J-Lo has been. If you've been on TikTok, J-Lo has been a hot drag recently, and I love J-Lo. Actually like J-Lo, but I think J-Lo take herself too seriously, and I think that's J-Lo's downfall, but that's just my personal opinion. You know, J-Lo gonna be J-Lo.
Yeah, so it looks like Nicki canceled her New Orleans stop due to illness. But I don't know if the whole tour is canceled. This is just what I'm like getting real quick on Google.
I think you're right, because there was a there's an influencer that I follow, and I think she's in like North Carolina, I want to say, and she is going to Nicki's show in North Carolina, and like she was like, okay, Nicki girl, like you need to get some IVs or something, because our stop is in like 2 days. So I think she still went ahead with that one, but I don't know for sure. But yeah, she did cancel because of illness, so hopefully she's feeling better. But yeah, the
mic wasn't on anyway. This is why I love to watch.
That was changed. Really. The mic is definitely not on.
It wasn't. But I hope hope she's well, whatever is going on. But
me too. Me too. Oh my gosh. Let me see. I got to catch up on the chat because y'all are going crazy. Okay, Lisa said, I went to Costco and Target today and had to take a 2-hour nap. No way I could hang at a Megan concert. That's valid. If I went to a Megan Thee Stallion concert, I would literally not do anything for like 2 weeks prior and then not do anything for like a month after that. It would take me that long to like recoup and like feel normal, especially having to travel for it. Also, I was dead after Beyonce for several days. Mm-hmm. The travel aspect makes it harder too. So
yeah, that's true. That is true.
Oh my gosh. Possum said, I was probably the youngest person at a show a few weeks ago, but I had the best time dancing and singing along. It was like I was 23 again. Oh my gosh, I love I love that.
Concerts are so much fun, especially if you really, really love the artists. It's such a good time, which makes like the stuff that was happening with Nicki so disappointing because like a lot of people, like their travel, they put time, effort, money into seeing you and to hang out with you and it's you just half-ass it. Like it's just kind of disrespectful, but.
Yeah, I really hope that it's come around and she's gotten her groove and is more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And because, I mean, I guess it has been a while since she toured also. So maybe that could be a reason for why she used to, you know, back to such a slow start, but hopefully it's gotten better. I know personally, like seeing Beyonce in concert is literally like an out of body experience. Like even just watching clips from Renaissance, I still get chills. I still feel like I was there. I'm still there or whatever. And yeah, like that's why my fave don't play about this. So y'all fave need to.
Meg don't play about her hotties either, so I know it's gonna be a good show. Yeah,
it's gonna be so good, and she's been through so much. I'm glad that she is on the other side of all that craziness, and she just gets to have fun and enjoy her life and enjoy being the fantastic artist that she is. Shout out to Meg, we love Meg.
Yes, we do.
We love her. We love her. Oh, we got to talk about this J-Lo thing because I just added her to the show notes, but like, I'm trying to choose my words because I like J-Lo. I do. I shouldn't even have to put that disclaimer on this, but I feel like she makes herself not likable by attempting to be so fake relatable. And it's like, J-Lo, like, you are mega famous. Mega rich. You're not the same Jenny from the block anymore, and that's totally okay. Nobody expects you to be, but your attempt at being that is flopping. Like, this is a very big J-Lo flop era. Like, from that musical documentary movie, it was a hot mess, and then like she has a documentary on the musical movie that's also a hot mess, and then that damn Vogue interview where she talking about orange drinks. J-Lo, I need you to log off for me, babe, because we overexposed. We getting too much Jenny on the block right now. It's too much. Too much of a good thing is no longer a good thing, okay?
I feel like she wants to kind of have, like, not to compare her to Beyonce, but this is the only person I could think of right now, how Beyonce reps her city, and you're like, okay, we know that she's from Houston. Like, she kind of wants that, but also Beyonce isn't, like, you know, I used to eat ham and cheese on a roll and the orange drink, if you know, like that's just not the vibe. Like, it's just because it's real. You know what I mean? Like, it's genuine from somebody like Beyonce or even somebody like Meg because it's real. Like,
don't feel like they have the constant. They're not putting on themselves. Like, J-Lo, it feels like she feels like she's constantly having to like prove something that don't nobody care about but her. Don't nobody care that you lived in the Bronx like 35 years ago, babe. Like, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's totally fine.
So Beyonce has been like 35 years since she lived in Houston too.
100%.
But 100%. I don't know what, like, she's just trying too hard, I guess.
That, and also, because this just came to my mind, Beyonce is involved in a lot of philanthropy involving Houston. I can't speak for what J-Lo does as far as philanthropy, but I have not heard a lot as far as her giving back to the Bronx. I think this would be much more better received is if she is doing things like that. We need to hear that. We need to hear
Yeah.
that. Not that you had an
Yeah, think
orange
of
drink,
Jay-Z.
you know,
He'd be on the ground in Brooklyn.
in Brooklyn doing stuff. That's, I think that's the difference.
Yeah, because now it's like you just trying to claim Bronx for the clout kind of thing.
Jenny, when the last time you been to the Bronx?
You know, she is not stepping foot on that motherfucking Bronx.
Let us know. I think it
She
would
is
be
not
better
stepping foot on that
received.
block.
And like I said, I don't know what she's doing. I hadn't heard anything
Yeah, we don't know for
ever.
sure.
I've never heard of her doing any type of philanthropy in the Bronx. So I think it would be much better received if it was more of a actions over her words type of thing. It just feels like you said, it feels like trying to gain some type of clout or like street cred from a place that you ain't lived yet in like 40 years. And it's just like, who even cares about that?
Yeah.
And why do you care about that so much?
It's 2024. Like we not doing the clout, the street cred type thing. Like that's just problematic in
We
itself.
grown.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, she would have been Jenny not from the block longer than she was Jenny from the block. So let's just keep
Absolutely.
it there. But yeah, I love J-Lo.
I mean, don't have a problem with her either, but it's just it's been funny seeing her get dragged on this. It's just a try hard thing.
I know. I know. It's interesting to me because I've seen a lot of discourse about this. People have been relating J-Lo and Justin Timberlake going back into music and how that they both are just because one, I saw Justin Timberlake's like Tiny Desk concert. That was amazing. So I'm kind of surprised that his album is not doing well. Personally, full disclosure, I have not listened to his album either. So I'm kind of over him, to be
I didn't
honest.
even
I feel
know he
like
had one.
it, yeah, he has a new album out. And if I'm seeing Justin, I need to be seeing NSYNC. I don't want to see him solo anymore. I want to see him
How
in company
crazy is
with
that?
JC
How
and
the
them.
table
I
has
know.
turned.
I know. I know. And so my thing is like, I think it's interesting to kind of think about the trajectory of like J-Lo and Justin Timberlake's music career compared to like a Beyoncé who have they have had like the same length of careers, but it's like Beyoncé's ability to still be relevant in music and them not being able to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting to see like what's why that is.
I
I mean, I
feel
know
like
y'all
Beyoncé
gonna
has been a
say,
lot in more
yeah.
innovative instead of just like I
Innovative
like
and consistent.
that
Innovative
too.
and
Like
consistent.
the woman changed the date that music was released. Like music used
Yeah.
to be released like what on a Friday or whatever. She dropped self-titled randomly on a Tuesday, and now that's just like
With no
the
promo,
standard.
nothing.
So I feel like she's done a lot more, and that's just one example. She's just done a lot of more innovative, unique type of stuff in her
Yeah.
career than
I
those
think
two.
J-Lo is trying to be like her, she's trying to do whatever's like trending as far as music goes, like whatever's popular. And Justin Timberlake is trying so hard to recreate his old sound that did very well. Neither one of them are being innovative at all. And also, like,
Is
because I was
Timbaland on
thinking,
this track?
I'm sure this is produced by Timberland. I'm like
Let me Google.
99% sure. It, which goes into trying to recreate, which I'm not saying. I mean, Justin Timberlake and Timbaland make some great music together, but I'm just saying it's not really. He's not really evolving. I'll say that. And I know y'all are gonna say in the chat because you know J Lo ain't even really singing. It's Ashanti. That definitely has something to do with it. But yeah, it's just interesting to see. Jamelia said, oh, go ahead.
I love that. I searched Justin Timberlake new album, and the first thing that people ask is, how is it doing?
That's not a good sign.
That's not a
It's not
good
a good
sign.
sign. It's not a good sign. Jamelia said that J-Lo's about to have a J-Lo orange drink. I mean, she might as well make a couple bucks from this. I hope she is able to.
It's just if you know, you know. I feel like she put that on there to try to like make it seem like only people there would know.
And the people
kind of like mysterious, like, what are you talking about?
The people there, it's like, girl, we don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, Jeanette said we didn't ask for JT, we asked for NSYNC, and I think he knows that because he had a show in LA where he brought out NSYNC and everybody went crazy. And it's like, this is what we want, Justin. And we know you are the holdup. You are the reason why we have not got. We just assuming, but we feel confident in the fact that he is the reason why we haven't got like a full blown NSYNC reunion, because you know he too big for his britches. And that's annoying. That's hella annoying.
Yeah. Timbaland is on is on this album.
Mm-hmm.
By the way.
Yeah. Christy said JT trying to get a Vegas residency. I mean, I guess that makes sense. And he should. He has a great catalog of music, and that would be a very, very good show. I think that would do better for him than like a nationwide tour. Because if you touring, we want to see NSYNC, boo-boo. I'm sorry. We just do. It's been too long. JC still sounds good. That. Sucks to suck. Shouldn't have played with Janet and Brittany.
Well,
Jamelia said because they were appropriating and not being genuine. I definitely think that is an aspect of it. Because you can, like, with how Beyonce's music career has gone, you cannot say without 100% certainty that she is making the music exactly what she wants to make and the exact sound that she wants to make that is authentic to her. She just, you know what I'm saying? And she's not trying to be nobody else. So I love that. Julie, it's okay that you're late. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. You're good. Possum said, weren't they supposed to have an album or something? They were on Hot Ones a while ago. That was literally just to promote that goddamn troll song, girl. They played with us real bad.
I mean, Lance is a social media mastermind at this point, so he did it. He did that.
They had a school.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let me see. Next up, Carly Russell was finally sent. Y'all, I forgot about this Carly Russell.
Oh, situation. I forgot and I put it on here.
You did. I forgot. I forgot about that Carly Russell situation because we were just so far removed from it. I believe she got sentenced to like 12 months probation. I saw some people were mad about that. I honestly I didn't think this was no jail time. I think that she was just very stupid and got herself in a real bad situation that she didn't know how to get herself. I didn't want to see her go to jail for that.
She's a first time offender, and I was very worried that they would try to throw the book at her, although prosecution was trying to throw the book at her. But I'm glad that the judge even said, like, first time offender, nonviolent, I'm going to treat you the same as anybody else. So, and that's all we ask it for.
That's how truly, because if Carly had blonde hair and blue eyes, I don't even know if she would have been in the courtroom.
She wouldn't even got charged.
So I'm just not gonna advocate for the book being thrown at a young Black woman who just made a very, very stupid choice, a lot of very stupid choices. And you know, nobody was actually hurt from it. So, you know, there's no victim in the situation.
Resources, which I mean, y'all don't really use all the resources that well anyway. So we just going to just treat her as if it was any other first time nonviolent offender. And
was she in Atlanta too?
Was she what?
Carly, is she in Atlanta? Is that another Atlanta?
I think it was like North Carolina.
Okay.
I think it was not one of the trying, let me Google it.
Trying to attribute,
I mean, it would no make sense, honestly.
To Atlanta. I promise I'm not trying to drag Atlanta.
Alabama. Okay. Yeah. So the South. I don't want to add all y'all in there.
You did.
This is a one off, though. This was a one off. Like, we never really hear anything about Alabama, though.
Nothing good.
Well, I was trying to roll it back.
We're not trying to drag the states. Okay, every state has problems. But yeah, okay, so, oh my gosh. I can't believe we didn't get to talk about this. I don't know if it had even happened last time we recorded, but The House voted overwhelmingly in favor of a TikTok ban. We are still kind of waiting to see if and when the Senate is going to pick this up for a vote. President Biden had previously stated that if it passes through the Senate, that he would sign it into law. He's very much on board with this the last time I checked. Mm-hmm. And I'm just convinced that the powers that be and the people in charge don't want us to have nothing fun. Like, they don't want us to have fun. They don't want us to enjoy life. They want us to just work and pay bills and die. I'm annoyed.
Well,
that's it.
Yeah, I think it's going to get pushed off because this is an election year. I feel like the Senate is going to like kind of drag it on till after the election. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, if they do pass it, like it's a done deal, because I do feel like Biden will go ahead and move forward with it, which is so fucking wild that this is something that all of y'all can come in unison for, when my child literally has to take, you know, gun violence prevention kind of thing. They literally had to have a cop come read a book about how not to be scared and be prepared.
Yeah.
But TikTok is at the top of the list.
Look,
Facebook ruined 2016 election.
Mm-hmm. With Russia interference. Yeah.
You know what? They still over there big chilling.
Possum said in the chat, we need a Privacy Act, not a TikTok ban. 1,000%. Like, there needs to be regulation as far as all social media companies go. They all need to be held to some standards when it comes to privacy, when it comes to misinformation, disinformation. Like, they all need to be held to certain standards. This picking on TikTok stuff is just so crazy to me. And like you said, like, there are other way bigger concerns that I have as a parent in 2024. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it baffles me so bad, and it's just so freaking annoying. I'm so tired of hearing about this. And it's like, y'all wonder why young people don't want to vote, because y'all are just, y'all, we don't get anything. Y'all don't give us nothing. It's just take, take, take. Take, take, take.
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's weird. It's weird. But remember who voted for that, because it is an election year and vote their asses out.
Jeff Jackson. Looking at
you literally built your whole fucking career on TikTok.
Jeff Jackson is such a case study on why we can never truly trust politicians. And this is, you know, obviously this is me and Myra's opinions. Like, we are not like legal analysts or anything like that, or journalists. This is just how we feel about it. But yeah, he's also in his flop era. You can put him on the list with J-Lo and Justin Timberlake. Because, boy, you thought you had us. I was ready to vote for this man for president and everything. Now I don't know her. Now I don't know her.
It's the post and delete for me, Jeff.
The post, and did he turn off the comments first, or did he just immediately?
I need to see the comments get turned off. I've seen that it was deleted. But
yeah. I don't know if he ever did, but I saw that video was mighty gone. And then he came back with his dumb apology talking about there's things that he know that we don't know. That's not an answer. That's not an answer. I'm sorry y'all think that we peasants are too stupid to understand why things are happening. Like, that was so condescending to me.
Yeah. I think that was him trying to bring back trust, but like, it's already gone. And saying that just made it even worse.
It made it gone. For real, for real. Yeah. So I'm over them. Amanda said in the chat, they need to do their damn jobs. I mean, period. Like, there are just, I'm not saying that TikTok is not important. I'm not saying that privacy is not important. I'm saying there are other way more pressing, life altering things that are actually important that y'all can never get on the same page about. And it's just super, super, super frustrating, you know? And I think I've seen a lot of discourse about why people are so just like over it and feeling like they don't want to vote because their votes don't matter, because it's going to be the same no matter who's in charge. I'm not saying that I agree with that, but I will say I agree with feeling like, you know, y'all can't scare us into being like, oh, democracy is going to die if a certain person is in charge, when democracy feels dead in a lot of ways already. It really, really does. And it comes down to the horrible priorities of the people in charge of this country and how just frustrating that is to see. And your excuse to us is that it's stuff that we don't know about. That's not good enough. That's not good enough when so many small businesses are able to thrive and have really taken off because of TikTok and platforms like TikTok. Like, that's not fair. Like, what are you going to tell those millions of businesses who are going to lose their literal livelihood, their ability to pay American taxes if you take away TikTok? Like, what you going to tell them? But then you want to turn around and tell them, vote for me. Why? So it's frustrating.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very frustrating. But yeah, I agree with all that. You know, still out here voting, but I can understand people feeling defeated, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, Possum said, Biden, we're already mad. We had to vote for you. Why alienate us even more?
That's why they're going to try to drag this shit till after, you know, the presidential election. The Senate is going to sit on this.
Yeah. Julie said they drinking the same DeLulu orange drink. Is this the orange drink J-Lo was talking about? Because we need to ban the orange drink.
J-Lo, I just want to know, what is it? Is it pop? Is it Sunny D? What are you talking about?
She don't even know. Crystal said American politics is very delusional. Yes, delusional is J-Lo, unfortunately. Delusional is J-Lo. Yeah. So, sorry. That was kind of a downer. Let's talk about Beyonce. I'm so mad. My gosh. Yeah. So, Cowboy Carter is going to be out, I believe, as y'all are here. No, on Friday. So, y'all are hearing this on the 27th if you're in the Patreon, or on the 28th if you're not. And Cowboy Carter is going to be out on the 29th. Oh my gosh. And Beyonce put out, she actually talked to us. She released the album cover. She put out this very eloquent message about how this album came about and why she's doing this album. And she even teased about some surprises and some collaborations that are going to be on this album. And y'all gonna be so sick of me when this Cowboy Carter drop. Y'all really gonna be so tired and sick, and I just hate that for y'all, but I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
I love that she left us with that message. Y'all know Beyonce do not be talking to us. She be posting her pics and leaving. So I appreciate that message. I know the CMAs is somewhere like in the corner, cloudy as hell. As they should, because they deserve all that drag. And
yes.
I love that when like things happen to her, she put it into her music, and she just, you know, just takes
over. Let the music speak for itself. Like, she don't have to be like, she's never spoken publicly about that situation that I saw. If y'all aren't familiar with the situation, you know, she performed Daddy Lessons at the CMAs, I believe back in like 2016 with the Chicks. Yeah, it was an amazing performance, literally like the highest rated 15 minutes of the CMAs ever. And because of public pressure from a bunch of stupid racists, the CMAs took the video off their social media platforms. And then because of other public pressure, because they were so racist and garbage, they ended up reposting it. But people never forget. And we don't forget that y'all took it down initially because of racists. And that was one of Beyonce's inspirations for this album, because she felt very, very unwelcome by this community, and y'all fucking tried it. How dare you? How
dare you? Words is what she said.
Beyonce, I feel welcome. Like, how dare you?
That it's just, it just goes to show how dumb racism is. Like, y'all voted to that, and that was y'all highest rated like 15 minutes ever in history, and you still folded to that bullshit. Racism is dumb.
It's
absolutely dumb.
Jamili wants to know, did we pre-order B merch? Absolutely. Yes, we did. Cannot wait. It's supposed to ship on the 29th because the merch is like, you know, vinyls and the CD version of the album, all that. So it's not shipping until the 29th. So I'm very excited to hopefully have that before go wild.
I know. I'm
Yeah.
super excited for the vinyl. I think I got the red vinyl, and then I got one of
Nice.
the box sets. But I'm a
Nice.
vinyl girly, so I cannot wait. I can't
Yes,
wait.
yes. I just got one of the boxes, so I'm super, super excited about it. And yeah, Cowboy Carter. Oh, we're gonna be listening to it all next weekend. I cannot wait. Obviously, we're gonna talk about it on the next episode. So make sure y'all listen. Dolly Parton had kind of teased a potential Jolene collab. I'm not gonna believe it until I hear it because I don't want to get my hopes up, but
I
I
love
can't
that
wait.
Dolly doesn't get any NDAs because she's fucking Dolly.
She's Dolly. What? You don't want
Say
Dolly
whatever the
to
hell she
talk?
wants to
First of all,
say.
no shade, but Dolly's so old, she probably gonna forget she signed it. So what's the point? What's the point?
Okay, I just looked it up. I got the white vinyl. But yeah, I'm
Nice.
super
That looks
excited to talk
nice.
about it on the next show.
Me
Hopefully, we have stuff in
too.
hand or at least shipped.
Yes. I know. Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all. We're gonna take a quick break, so and then we're gonna get into some launches. All right, y'all. So we are back. Since the last time we podcasted, I believe Happy Planner had their full spring launch. Did y'all get a chance to check that out? Myra, did you get a chance to check that out? Did anybody buy anything from this launch? Let us know.
I've
Let me
only
know.
seen with what I seen online. So I haven't deep dive into it. I'm gonna put a poll and you guys can answer in the polls if you've bought anything from the HP release.
Yeah, Myra
So
is so excited about
excited
this new
about
feature on
these polls.
Facebook.
It's YouTube, it's all YouTube.
On YouTube. Did I say I didn't realize Happy Planner was having a launch? You know what? The difference from between now and like 4 or 5 years ago is I see Happy Planner talk about their stuff a lot. I don't see a lot of other people talk about their stuff a lot. Whereas, I mean, that used to be everything in the planner community was everybody talking about the Happy Planner launch and sharing about it and making content and stuff. I don't see a ton of that anymore, I guess because there's no squad. But yeah, if you weren't paying attention, you might have missed this one.
Yeah, I know they still give like boxes or whatever to some of their former squad members or whatever they're calling it these days. But yeah, it's just not that grand of an event. I don't know if them as a company are like kind of pulling back from it or if it's just the way of the community. Because I feel like even with like the spring release with EC or they only do one big one a year. I don't think it was so much like kind of hype as it used to be last year.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Jeanette says, I always see the EC launch stuff. Possum said, I don't think I follow many people using Happy Planner, so I'm not seeing much
Yeah, that's
berries
true
there.
too. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to check it out? Did you buy anything?
I didn't buy anything. Only thing that I really seen that I liked was their I don't know, was it called? Happy Camper, probably. I don't know. But their camper collection, which I think is pretty cool. I just love camping stuff. I think that like style is really fun. But and of course they got more Disney. I don't know. Whatever they signed with Disney, boy, they going down the whole collection. It's about
Y'all,
to be Marvel stuff soon.
they go. I would love that because they are be like, they're bringing up Disney movies that I forgot about. Like Possum just
Yeah.
brought up Bambi. I mean, it's cute. I don't know why I would need Bambi on my planner, but if Bambi is your movie, they got something for
They got
you.
something for you. I mean, it's
It's
gone through
very
every
cute.
like little fandom with like the traditional Disney. I mean, I know they had Stitch. I know a lot of people love Stitch. Like they're just going down the whole list. So,
Yeah, the Disney princesses, the villains, like everything. But I would love some type of segue
Pixar.
into the Marvel universe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be very,
Yeah.
very cool.
Yeah. I would love if they had some Marvel too. I just assume it's gonna come since they went Pixar. Because usually when you do those like Disney collab, it's the traditional, the princesses and stuff like that. But with them tapping into Pixar, I'm like, oh, so then y'all gonna tap into, maybe not Star Wars, maybe EC got that online. But the other properties that Disney own.
That's true. That's true. Crystal said it might be the economy too. Companies struggling with their marketing budgets, just like the consumers are thinking about what they are buying more than ever. I totally agree with that. But in the case of Happy Planner, they ain't never had no marketing budget for the planner community. So that's the only caveat. That's the only caveat. But I
They
totally
know
agree. They
if
might
they
be,
spit some stuff out there, get some free content out of it.
That's true. I definitely think that they are putting resources elsewhere.
I think they're
For
just
sure.
trying to expand.
Yes. And reach other people.
I
They
don't
got the planner
reach other
community.
people. Yeah.
Yeah. They got the planner
Yeah.
community. And planner community just has so many options that they're just trying to probably just go outside of that, which I think is definitely fair. I definitely think that is fair.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Also, Plum Paper has some new bundles. The main one I want to talk about is their Go Wild bundle. It is a super, super cute collection. Our friends over at Plum Paper actually sent it to us as well. Super cute. And actually, 100% of the proceeds are going to the Human Rights Campaign, which I think is a lovely thing to do for sure. I have
Yeah.
mine. I can show you guys on Patreon, just like the cover that came with this little notebook. It's a notebook. It's like a 7x9 notebook that says y'all means all. And on the inside, it has like a little llama and it has a little boot, a little cowboy boot. And it came with some like super cute stickers. So love that. That is available right now. It's actually 25% off if y'all want to check that out. But yeah, I love this collection. I think it is super, super cute.
Yeah, I have mine. It's on the other side of the room, so I won't go grab it. But I actually have been putting in my Likes Planner actions inserts since I got those in A5. It kind of fits perfectly inside of the notebook.
Yes.
So it's been pretty cool and fun to do that because it's a way for me to use all the Go Wild Dallas specific things. Because sometimes we get the stuff and it's like, okay, after Go Wild is over, what else would I use it for? So I've been literally washing in some of the pages
Yeah.
using some washi that I got from the sticker party from their Go Wild collection.
Very
So
smart.
yeah, it's a good way to use up the things, you know.
I agree. I agree. And Possum said, I love that it's not just for Go Wild. That's the thing. So it actually doesn't
Yeah.
say Go Wild anywhere on it besides just the listing that says Go Wild bundle. So you definitely can get this. And if you don't want to use it for Go Wild, you can use it for something else if you just like the style or whatever. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's very, very cute. And like I said, I love that the proceeds are being donated to an organization. Jamelia said a Beyonce boot. It's a Beyonce, yeah, it's a Beyonce boot on the page, y'all. Period.
I love it. And it's kind of subtle. Like it doesn't interrupt the like notebook function of it. It's just a little cute little piece on either side of the page. So yeah,
Just
definitely
a
doesn't
little
have to
something.
be like if you're going to go out, but and it comes with another cover too.
It
So you can swap
does.
the
It does
cover.
come with another cover. Yep, exactly. Last up, whew, we gotta talk about the Joann's filing for bankruptcy. That's crazy. That is crazy,
I
y'all.
am
What's
not
going on with
surprised.
Joann? Okay, why are you not surprised? Myra, let us know why you're not
I just feel
surprised.
like Joann's in the past year just it just they really I don't know. I think they leaned a little bit more heavy into the textile, so like the fabrics obviously is in their name
Yeah.
and kind of just pulled back from every other craft for real. Like unless you want fabric, there's just like even if you go for some other craft bacon and stuff like that stuff has even been very limited there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not surprised that they did file for it because it's
Amanda, I feel
nothing.
like
They look
every
exactly
they look bankrupt.
exactly.
That's true, Amanda. I feel like every segment, somebody in the comments has made the shady comment. I love that. They do look bankrupt. They've been looking bankrupt for a minute. I
A
don't
minute.
even go
And I
to
think
my
the pandemic
Joann's
just
planner
accelerated
stuff.
that.
Yeah, I don't even go for planner stuff anymore because I know that it has like nothing. It's a literal desert. And I've heard some people's is better, but I'm like, why do I have to live in a specific place to have a decent amount of planner stuff? I don't understand. But like you said, I really feel like they tried to niche down into just the fabric and they lost the people who like other stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, if you're gonna stay true to that, I guess, but I don't think it's a big enough market for y'all to have stores all around the country to just be focusing just on
No.
fabric.
I know. I know. That's true. Man,
Yeah.
I really wish, like, I miss like the heyday of like the planner community where you could go into a Joann or go into a Michaels and like have this like these super full aisles of all this planner stuff, all the new releases and stuff. Like, man, that was really a time. And I feel like other stores like Michaels have kind of pulled back too. Like I said, they used to be like a full double-sided aisle. And now I go in and it's like one little tiny little section of stuff, you know? Like it's just, I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, filing bankruptcy doesn't necessarily mean that they are going away. I've seen a lot of rumors that I don't know if y'all are remember Hancock Fabric. That was the fabric store that was kind of like direct competition with Joann's back in the day. They went bankrupt and Michaels bought them. And Michaels fumbled the bag on that. So there's been a little bit of rumors that Michaels might try to jump in and get Joann's and really kind of dissolve that as well. But I don't know. It's just sad. As a person who is a crafter and enjoys like 90% of what Joann sells, it's sad to see the downfall of it.
I know, and like even like with Happy Planner, for instance, they have pulled so far back out of like stores, but then you see like their whole new releases on Amazon, and they have like Amazon exclusive stuff. Like everything is just moving towards Amazon. And y'all know I love online shopping, but this is definitely one of the downsides of online shopping that we are really, it's really hurting these like brick and mortar stores where the experience of shopping online is just not the same as it is in store, and you really got to go into that store to get that full experience. And Joann is like a perfect example of that because I hated shopping online with them, hated it.
Oh yeah, their website is god awful.
It's
It's god
horrible.
awful. But to be fair to Joann, well, not fair, but to be fair to Happy Planner rather, it could be Joann's pullback from buying from them. So it doesn't
That's
necessarily have
true.
to be like Happy Planner was like, oh, we get more business over here at Amazon or whatever. Joann's definitely could have like made that decision. I feel like Michaels made that decision to pull
They do.
away from planning stuff because they don't even have really a planning section for real anymore,
It's
let
on the
alone just
same
Happy Planner.
aisle as just random stickers and stuff like that too. Yeah, times is changing. Times is changing. Julie
It's
said, I
wild.
still very much enjoy shopping in person. You know what? I'm getting back to that too. I definitely went through a while, and I feel like the pandemic had a ton to do with this, where like 100% of my shopping was done online. That is not the case. I will go to the mall. I will go to Ulta. Like, I will do that now, especially because I just don't like having to wait for stuff to
That
ship
and certain
and to get
things,
it.
like, yeah, certain things, it's just better to see it in person. And maybe that's,
Agreed.
like for instance, fabric is one of those things that is better to shop for in person. So maybe that's why they made the decision to lean more into that. But I just think it was kind of the wrong one to let everything else go
I
or go to the
know.
wayside,
I know. It's disappointing. So yeah, we hadn't heard anything about any like Joann stores closing or anything at this point. Sometimes it does come with bankruptcy. I would be shocked if they just closed every store in the country, but they have a ton of locations. They can definitely close mine. Go close the one in my city because it ain't
It's
it. It
crazy
ain't
because
it.
Joann's like headquarters is like it's in Ohio, somewhere middle Ohio. You would think usually with the headquarters being in the same state that all of our stores should be like treated equal. It's like one store in the city, obviously nowhere close to me, that be fully stocked and is worth going
Really?
into. Everyone else is
Garbage.
garbage. It's sad.
Joann, if you listening, y'all know what stores to close if it comes to that. Don't close the garbage ones. Like, stop wasting our time anyway. Like, if y'all
Yeah, I
gonna
mean, you
close them,
already feel like y'all don't want to put more stuff in there, so
I know, literally, let me see. I think I went to last time I went to Joann was probably around like Christmas time or something. Girl, they probably had some Happy Planner stuff from like four releases before. Like, it was so old and it was like nothing. I wanted to say I saw like a Squire Girl collection or something. It might have been Glam Girl or some damn body. It was that old. It was that old. I'm like, oh, so y'all not even
Yeah.
trying. This is
It's
backside.
sad. Yeah.
It is
It's just really
sad.
sad to see. Yeah, I've been in there recently, but it was for fabric. So
Annoying.
I don't even walk
Yeah.
over there no more. What's the point, you know?
I know. Yeah, Michaels needs to just go ahead and go down that fabric lane. 'Cause I do enjoy, even though Michaels doesn't have like a ton of Happy Planner stuff, they still have a lot of stationery, a lot of pens, markers, coloring stuff, lots of crafts for like kids and stuff. So I still love our Michaels. So
Yeah, if they're gonna do it right, because they had the opportunity to really compete in the fabric lane when they bought Hancock Fabrics, and they did nothing with it.
Hancock Fabrics. I remember that place. Is that what happened to it? So they just bought it and closed it, basically.
It was online for a bit, so we were like speculating that they were going to get like a fabric section in stores, and
Yeah.
nothing ever happened with it. You probably can go on their site and buy fabric on, you know, but fabric isn't something that you buy online. Like, you have to
No.
see it, you have to feel it. Like, you can't buy it online. It's like trying to find a foundation shade online. Like, it just not gonna
The
work.
worst. Can we talk about that for a second? Because as somebody who is recently getting more into makeup again, and I'm just obsessed with trying like new foundations, the pictures that they show of that of your shade on people is literally crazy. Like they literally are just lying. Like,
Not even close.
why? Not even close. Not even close. The
Yeah,
thing that has helped me
foundation
the
is something
most,
that you have to find in store. It just
yeah,
is.
or if you are online, the thing that has been helping me is doing like the shade match finder. So if I have a perfect shade for one brand, using that shade match finder, like on Ulta's website, to see like the equivalent shade. Now, granted, I done got a, we cannot find your shade. For some reason, I'm very hard to match. But all the times that it has worked, they have been fairly accurate. But like you said, I still have to go into the store and just see them in person. Like that's just your best bet for sure with foundation. So that's why Ulta
Yeah, I
ain't going
mean,
nowhere.
yeah, well, yeah,
Oh,
none of those. Yeah,
I love Ulta.
makeup is just a juggernaut when, of an
Yes.
industry. Like, it's just not going
Yes. And
anywhere.
every
Yeah,
time I go to Ulta, it's busy. Oh, y'all ain't never
every
shut
single
down.
time,
Yes. Please keep
every
Ulta
single
open.
time.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah,
But yeah,
it's
y'all,
sad
this
to
has
see.
been such a fun episode. We are so excited to see you guys, see so much of our Patreon crew at Go Wild. It looks like we have like one regular episode left until Go Wild, our episode that is dropping on April 11th, our last episode before Go Wild. So yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
It's
so
crunch
excited.
time. It's crunch time. Check us out on plannersandwine.com. Check out our Patreon. Check out our merch. You can find the links to all that in the show notes and also link from our link tree on IG as well as linked on our website. Support your favorite podcast so we don't end up like Joanne.
I'm clipping this in part.
Have my consent. You
That needs to be said 10 times over.
Period.
Seriously.
Period. A bunch of girls. But yeah, y'all.
Yeah.
Myra, did you have anything else for the people?
No. Looking forward to seeing y'all like go out if y'all gonna be there. You know, echo everything Meg just said, join the Patreon. We'll see you in these streets.
Period. Bye,
Yeah.
y'all.
Bye.